Chapter 3. About 4 years ago, I reached reproductive age. It was scary to see blood on my underwear. I thought I was dying. I tried to hide the underwear by rolling them up in a ball and shoving them under my clean clothes, but I couldn't fool Mother. She found them. She gave me a folded cloth to catch the blood and said it was time we had a talk. By then, I had a real energy board with a rolling black mat, metal sidearms, and the little round meter with a red needle. Mother and I walked side by side on our boards. I've forgotten lots of things Mother told me, but I will never forget what she said about the children's enhancement laws.
"The authority,"
she said, her words in rhythm with her steps,
"decided they could do a better job of raising the children than us. Make them more productive. Train them better than their parents could."
As she talked, I put my fingers in my mouth, tasting the salt in my sweat. I needed her to explain the blood on my underwear. Why was she talking about this? But I knew she would just shut down if I tried to change the topic. She gave me a sideways look, as if trying to figure out how much information I could hold. Like I was an empty cup that needed to be filled a little bit at a time, and only with what she wanted to tell me.
"I don't know how long they had been planning this. They never announce plans or ideas. They just proclaim."
She scratched at her left forearm with her right hand, without breaking the rhythm of her walking. When she talked about the authority, her words came out like spit.
"Quit scratching," I said.
"Quit sucking your fingers,"
she answered.
"You're not a child anymore. You're 14 and a half.
We walked for a few minutes in silence, with just the low rumble of our rotating mats and the occasional hiss of the energy being sucked into the download bar.
"Your father saw them putting up some buildings. I think he knew what was going on. The transport team always knows at least a little bit."
"What buildings?"
"The children's village. A new compound. New flat."